Open.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says every Louisiana fisherman knows this time of year you should be slathering yourself with insect repellent. But when you travel to the marsh, there's no need.
There are no bugs out there. There's no marine life out there. It's absolutely still. You cut the engines on your boat, you sit up there. It is the most deafening silence you have ever heard.
The reason, of course, is all the oil that's already had an impact on marine life. Tomorrow, President Obama heads to the Gulf for a third time, and Grand Isle Mayor David Cammerdale has a message for him.
Mr. President, you're coming tomorrow. Listen to me good. I respect you, and I'm asking you to come with one thing, to support the dredges, rocks, and barges so we can protect our communities.
And a mile beneath the Gulf, BP continues to try and plug the broken well.
The next 12 to 24 hours will give us an indication of how successful this attempt will be.
BP CEO Tony Hayward. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer taking part in a sit-down meeting today with President Obama at the White House. She says she's pleased with the government's plans to put more money and more manpower along the border.
People from the staff are coming out to Arizona to brief us on what their projections are going to be in regards to the 1,200 National Guard and the $500 million that he has indicated that he's going to send down there, and we're going to see how that's going to get distributed.
The call stands. There are no plans right now to overturn last night's blown call that ruined a perfect game.
Commissioner Bud Selig says the game should have ended differently, but he says the human element has always been part of baseball. He's promising to review the umpiring system and the expanded use of instant replay. Before he makes any decisions, Selig says he'll consult with all the appropriate parties.
ABC's Aaron Kotursky. Potential jurors in Chicago are being questioned. It's day one of former Governor Rod Blagojevich's corruption trial. The Dow is up 9 points this hour, NASDAQ up 22. You're listening to ABC News.
The Home Depot introduces the new Martha Stewart Living Paint Collection. Not that Martha Stewart needs any introduction, but her 280 hand-picked colors, plus coordinating trim color suggestions priced under $25 a gallon for interior flat paint, well, that's big news, and only at the Home Depot. Let Martha color your thinking with our new Martha Stewart Living Paint Collection from under $25 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Earning your trust. It's how your Bay Area Midas earns your business. Come in for our secure stop brake service. It starts with an inspection. Then, if needed, we'll install new brake pads or shoes, guaranteed for as long as you own your car. And you'll save up to $100. The secure stop brake service from your Bay Area Midas. That's the Midas touch.
$50 per axle. Most vehicles see manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
Comedy Central's plans to show a new cartoon about Jesus called JC have certain religious leaders upset. Brent Bozell is with Media Research Center.
We know that they're jumping up and down with glee, feeling that they're getting all sorts of publicity because of our efforts. On the other hand, we're not going to remain silent on this anymore.
He says he doesn't understand why Comedy Central thinks it's okay to make fun of Jesus since they refuse to show a depiction of Muhammad on South Park for fear of angering Muslims. Remember swine flu? The World Health Organization says don't breathe a sigh of relief quite yet.
The worst is over, but the World Health Organization says H1N1 is still a pandemic. The most active area of transmission is in tropical areas, but even there, the resurgence of cases is at a relatively low level. Meanwhile, the alert level remains at 6, the highest, but could be moved downward to the post-pandemic stage when the organization reviews the situation in July.
ABC's Linda Albin at the Foreign Desk. Two young women in Michigan are suing Hooters. They say they were told to lose weight or they would lose their jobs. But these current waitresses are defending the company.
I take pride in maintaining the Hooters girl image. That's part of the Hooters girl appeal, that they are so selective, that this makes Hooters, being a Hooters girl, so special to us.
The Hooters restaurant in question says it never told the young women that they would be fired because of their weight. This is ABC News.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Get in, get help, get on with your life. Ace is now home to Craftsman Tools, and we've got more coming. To celebrate, get the Craftsman Auto Hammer for just $99.99 at Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating stores. See store for details.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm John Bristow. Here's what's happening. Bike versus FedEx truck in Emeryville today. The bike rider killed. Police say it looks like an accident. Meantime, San Francisco police today are still searching for a driver who hit and injured four bicyclists in an apparent hit-and-run rampage in the city's Mission and Potrero Hill areas last night. And a Shasta County judge has ordered two former Northern California investment advisors to stand trial on charges they swindled some 2,000 people out of more than $200 million in a Ponzi scheme. Here's a KGO traffic check and Terry Rouse.
Thanks so much. And between Napa and Solano counties, Jameson Canyon Road between Highway 29 and 80 in Fairfield closed because of a fatal accident there. Should be open shortly, but it is heavy in the area. Crash Hayward, South 880 before 92. You have some slowing because of that. Don't start your summer road trip without knowing you can stop. Find quality Duralast brake pads and components for your complete brake job. Only at AutoZone. Get to AutoZone today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly cloudy, a little muggy today. Highs from the middle 60s to around 80 inland. Tonight, cloudy, scattered. Light showers possible. Then tomorrow, cloudy and a few scattered showers in the morning, partly sunny by afternoon. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's start with this one. As you know, health statistics coming out of the South and the Mississippi Delta especially are just horrible. And here is, you know, this is the kind of thing you normally don't see. It's a group of Americans realizing we don't know everything and turning to other countries, some of whom might even be considered our, quote, enemies, for help. This time, it's rural Iran. Since the 1980s, rural Iranians have been able to seek treatment at health houses, informal sites set up in small communities as a first step for medical care rather than emergency room care staffed by citizens, not doctors, and focused on preventive care. Infant deaths dropped from 200 per 1,000 births to 26. The Mississippi Delta, 10 times worse than Iran's. And a group of volunteers is now going to Iran this month to get, I keep saying Iran like Iraq, going to Iran this month to get a crash course in how health houses work and trying to come up with a different model to help people in these scratch poor towns in the Mississippi Delta. It's Jackson State University, Shiraz University, Oxford International Development Group. And they're also hoping for a kind of trust to develop. And I think these things are good. You know, we just tend to assume that people in a country actually are like the leaders of that country. And if you go back through history, you find out, you know, it's the leaders that give the bad impression. And then we, of course, assume everybody in that country is the same. Here's something else kind of similar. This has to do with this new Common Core State Standards. This is a project that aims to replace a hodgepodge of state educational goals that vary wildly from state to state. They want a uniform set of expectations. By third grade, a kid has to know how to write a complex sentence and add fractions, no matter whether you live in Mississippi or California. An eighth grader has to understand the Pythagorean theorem. And by high school, all students should be ready for college or a career. And it's pathetic these days, I can tell you. My wife has taught UC Berkeley and taught at Cal, San Francisco State, all kinds of colleges, and she, in some of these courses, the majority of these kids are almost illiterate, and they've all come out of high school. The interesting sidelight here is that some people worry, now listen to this, you know where I'm going with this, that these standards will basically nationalize public schools. It's socialism, rather than letting a state decide what's best for their students. You know where I'm going. Texas Commissioner of Education has said the state did not sign on to Common Core. There are two states that have not signed on, Alaska and Texas, because Texas wants to preserve its sovereign authority to determine what is appropriate for Texas children to learn in its public schools. Now, as you know, Texas school board has become the embarrassment of this country. It's an international embarrassment. How somehow kids in Texas are going to learn a different history of the United States than the rest of us learned. Now, with every state in the country signing on, Texas and Alaska as the holdouts, those of you in Texas and Alaska, you got to fight for this because nothing else has been working. And here's a chance to redeem ourselves and improve our future of our children and our country. Hey, you know, that company is so funny. We just talked about this. I don't get into it too deeply, but, you know, if you own any Apple products, you know, or even Dell or HP products, they're made by Foxconn. They employ 800,000 workers in China. Friends, 800,000 workers. That's huge. That's huge. And they've had a spate of suicides lately, and no one could figure it out. What they've done, though, is quite radical. They are raising the salary. The minimum wage for assembly line workers in Shenzhen, which is where everything is made. I'll tell you in a second how you can learn more about it if you want to read a good book on the subject. From $132 a month to $176 a month. That's a significant raise. That's by 33%. So they're feeling the heat here. You know, Apple says, well, we're trying to figure out what's going on there. And the company says it's the social ills and personal problems of young migrant workers. And it may well be. If you want to read something, firsthand accounts of this, read Peter Hessler's Oracle Bones. It gets inside Shenzhen, this place where everything we buy is made, and what it's like for these kids who will come off of farms unskilled and move into these dormitories would be a nice word. All right. They look closer to prisons to me visually. It's horrible looking. Their conditions are horrible. They're taken advantage of. And yet it's going to change because, you know, there's been a lot of clamoring as economy improves in China, you know, people are going to want more. So labor isn't always going to be so dirt cheap. But anyway, they're giving him some raises so he can feel better when you buy your latest electronic gadget. All right, why? The FTC. Okay, they're going after Kellogg again because on the Rice Krispies package, it says here, clinically shown to improve kids' attentiveness on one. Oh, this is going back 2009. I need to find it. 25% daily value of antioxidants. Oh, help support your child's immunity. Now, you know, if you put that on a food supplement, you'd get away with it. You mean how many? Go into your health food store. You'll see how many supplements promise to support your immunity. We are helpless. It's a lie. And there's nothing you can do about it because of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. But if it's on a package of cereal, woohoo, the FTC, big bad boy. You know, they're going to go after them. So why do they think that here a basically healthy food that stretches the claims a little bit is somehow, it's a food, has calories, has grains, has vitamins in it, somehow, you know, is breaking the rules where some ripoff product, supplement, which may or may not even have what they say in it, and what they have in it is nonsense, somehow that slips through the cracks. Pandemic's not over yet. H1N1's still out there. World Health Organization saying, we're sorry, but it's still there. We need to keep an eye on it. It is now in Southeast Asia and the Caribbean. Activity in Africa is lower and sporadic. And remember, in the Southern Hemisphere, if we go into summer, they're going into winter, and that's where we're going to see what happens. But they think it's going to be around for a few seasons. So if you didn't get your shot the first time, you still have a chance. Interesting spin in Arizona's immigration law. Controversial, I know. New England Journal of Medicine weighing in here. A physician says, wait a second. I mean, it seemed like a hasty. I understand the frustration. I don't want to get into immigration. But every time we pass these hasty laws, poorly thought through and respond emotionally to problems, we always blow it. And now we're finding out all the little things nobody thought about when they came up with that. First of all, the law says anyone who harbors an illegal immigrant can be fined. What about medical personnel? Quote, the new Arizona State Immigration Bill signed into law will seriously obstruct, if not undermine, the practice of medicine in Arizona. Healthcare providers will need to ask for a passport before seeing certain patients. The bill threatens one of the oldest traditions in medicine. Physicians shall protect patients regardless of nationality or race. This legislation, if unchallenged, will force healthcare providers to choose between the dignity of their profession and the indignity of violating the law. All right. Costa Rica, thank goodness, shutting down this big ripoff stem cell clinic. Americans have been running there, spending a huge amount of money. It's a ripoff. It's not, quote, real stem cells. They use adult stem cells. We have no idea if that is practical or works. It's totally experimental. I wouldn't expect it to work. You're talking about $5,000 to $30,000. The clinic says, oh, we're getting excellent results. They have no evidence to support that. China, Thailand, and Mexico also offer the same deal, but Costa Rica's stability and modern tourism infrastructure and proximity to the U.S. has made it a preferred destination for many patients. And they also sell, you know, products. Now, I don't know how you put up stem cells in a pill, but they seem to think they can. One in five high school students has taken a prescription drug that they didn't get from a doctor. Pain pills, ADD pills, and it's a whole shift in drug abuse. It's a big shift, and it's becoming more and more important, prescription drugs. Dogs, music for dogs. Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson have written a piece of music that will premiere in the Sydney Opera House, and it's a 20-minute piece composed of high-frequency noises that dogs can hear but are inaudible to human ears. That ought to be interesting. Can you see the audience of people sitting there going, I can't hear a thing, and the dog's going, oh, it's beautiful. Oh. It's called Music for Dogs, being presented as part of Vivid Live Arts Festival in Sydney. And by the way, and I'll tell you this again, when we later on, I'm going to talk to you about the most fascinating aspects of owning a pet I think I've ever heard. It's about what does it say about marriage, how you treat your pets, what kind of pets you have. I would have thought this was going to go nowhere, but I think you're going to love this story. Antidepressants may be good for hot flashes, particularly a couple of them. If you can't take estrogens or don't want to, SSRIs can help. But specifically, some of them are not encouraged because a lot of women have hot flashes because they're taking certain anti-cancer drugs for breast cancer, and some antidepressants can interfere with that. So Celexa has certain advantages and did help treat hot flashes. We've always known SSRIs can help, but you need to weigh that against HRT. Let's see here. Oh, there's a piece that, you know, this idea, and it is true, I think, that if you look at schizophrenics, you'll find a higher percentage of them abusing marijuana. A lot of people saying, well, the marijuana makes them schizophrenic. I doubt that very much. What happens is, and that's what they're trying to claim in this article, is that people who have certain mental illnesses self-medicate. Or if they're going to develop a mental illness, even though it hasn't come on full-blown fashion, well, there's going to be symptoms. Other things. People who are anxious. People who are depressed. Smoke more cigarettes, drink more alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. If I were schizophrenic, and, you know, 1% of people are, I certainly would advise you to not use marijuana. It does not seem to help people with schizophrenia, and it may worsen the symptoms. We have to admit that. But in terms of whether it causes schizophrenia, well, considering the number of people who have been smoking pot in the last 30, 40 years, we should be seeing an epidemic of schizophrenia. And, of course, we're not. Hepatitis C drug, 75% cure, they're claiming here, telaprevir. It's used in addition to the standard treatment of interferon and ribavirin. And it's a well-done study and just quite remarkable to be able to sit here and say at this point in time, hepatitis C may be 75% curable. And when I started in medicine, of course, it was incurable. There's nothing that we can do it. Nothing we could do about it. Hey, a lot of people going over that cell phone study. They got everybody all worked up. Do you remember that study, non-study? And the reanalyzing the data. And the main thing that seems to be emerging, and I mentioned this because the data looked like it, and whether it's significant or not, I don't know. I'm not going to claim it's significant. But people who use cell phones have lower rates of brain tumors. That's basically what the data in this study found. And, of course, a lot of people are using that to counter the fear that cell phones cause brain cancer. I do not think they do. There's never been a good scientific study to show that. And if there was any influence whatsoever, you know, we'd be seeing a great, increase in brain tumors, just like we'd expect, you know, an increase in schizophrenia through a period of time when a lot of people smoking marijuana. But it's just fun. I can't get into this, the back and forths, et cetera, and the number of people who are now looking into the details and criticizing how the study was done, et cetera. And there's lots of things to criticize there. But it turns out, indeed, if cell phones cause brain cancer, you know what? It's a tiny effect. And most of you would not put down your cell phone for a teeny, tiny effect like that. Oh, you might. A lot of you get frightened. A lot of you get frightened by it. So, and cell phone use, probably a lot of these studies, they go back to older cell phones, higher power. People always held them to the ear, a world of no Bluetooth, a world of no in-car systems, etc. So the whole thing moves so fast. Technology moves so fast today, it's just hard to really catch up with any of it. All right, I do want to talk to you, as I mentioned, what pets can teach you about marriage and why we treat our pets better than we do each other. And we'll get into that with very, very specifics. A lot of specifics here. So if you have pets or you're married, or neither, either, or both, you're going to want to hear this. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Quitting smoking really sucks. But now Nicorette has an entirely new way to help make it suck less. Introducing the all-new Nicorette Mini Lozenge. The first ever mini lozenge from Nicorette. It dissolves up to 3 times faster than other lozenges and can double your chances of finally being smoke-free. It's fast, it's mini, and helps get you through even the toughest cravings. So while quitting will always suck, the new Nicorette Mini Lozenge can make it suck less. Versus other stop smoking lozenges. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
We repaired 6,227 hearts just last year. That's more hearts than any other East Bay hospital. Our experience matters, and it could be measured in numbers alone. But at Outabate Summit Medical Center, it is defined by quality, care, and understanding. We delivered over 7,700 newborn babies. That's more than any other Bay Area hospital. As for the 1,100 orthopedic joint replacements, Outabate Summit has been replacing hips and knees longer than any other hospital in the East Bay. Our healthcare experience is vast, but the most important number at Outabate Summit is one. You. Visit outabatesummit.org and see why, when it comes to your health, experience matters. Outabate Summit, part of the Sutter Health family.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Duncan. How you doing, Duncan?
Doing great. Thanks for taking my call again. I know you can overdose on supplements and vitamins in pill form and whatnot. But could you actually get an overdose of vitamin D from the sun, or would you just burn to a crisp first?
Good question. And I need to repeat your opening statement, which is true. You can only overdose on vitamins and minerals today because we pack them into pills. There are some natural foods you can eat to overdose. For instance, polar bear liver, which is not on most people's diet plan. But we've seen it in the northern climates where people eat polar bears and certain other weird things like that. When you go out in the sun, the sunlight converts a different molecule into an active form of vitamin D, and it seems to be self-regulating. So the question and the way you asked it actually is maybe part of that self-regulation, because like you said, if you expose yourself to, you know, for eight, and you can't go out in the bright summer sun unprotected for 8 hours, you're going to fry. That's one of the rate limiting factors involved, as well as I think physiologically. I think what happens is the stuff in your skin gets depleted and you've made all the vitamin D you can make for the day. So I don't think I'd worry about that, because, and you know, apropos of your question, we're now advising people. We've come full circle on this one, haven't we? You know, get out in the sun 3 times a week, at least 20 minutes. It's funny. Let's talk to Joe. How you doing, Joe?
Hello, Dr. Dean. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. My problem is, or maybe it's not so much of a problem, my difficulty in climaxing or ejaculating while I'm having sex. And the thing about it is, I'll have sex for sometimes an hour, sometimes more than that, and I'm still not able to climax. And I'm sure it's not have anything to do with my partner, because my partners are always attractive enough. So, and also, I guess my philosophy is, you know, trying to satisfy my partner anyway. In the meantime, and it's okay that I don't either, because I just enjoy the whole act of being sexual at the same time. And by the way, I'm 62 years old, and it's been going on for about 25 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you talk to most sexologists about something like this, they'll tell you, sure, it's fine. Anything's fine, you know, if you're satisfied with it. And some will tell you that most of the cases they see where men are upset by this, they find there are psychological components to it, because for a bunch of reasons. First of all, you're entitled to have the full deal. I mean, there's something about an experience as a beginning, a middle, and an end that, and I think your partner, if you ask your partner and your partner are intimate enough to talk to you about it, your partner probably feels a little upset by it. You know, they want you to have the full experience, even though you say, oh, no, I'm turned on. It's fine. I find this very similar to men who have erectile dysfunctions, in that when you think about it or pay attention to it, it's going to be hard. There are some and I've discussed this with various sexologists and psychologists. There's no single rule here, but that sometimes there are issues of letting go, and sex is the opposite of everything else we do in life. It's about letting go, not about doing. And even focusing so much on pleasing your partner may be part of it. How can you please yourself if you're focusing on the other person? And I once had a very wise psychiatrist, you know, offer up the following advice, that it's our responsibility to please ourselves. That's our job in the sex act. And I want a partner of mine to be doing what they want. I don't want them to be focusing only on pleasing me. If they're pleasing themselves, then they're pleasing me. So the subtleties of this dance, I think, are really interesting. And I think it's good that it's not instantly available to everybody, that sex should be infinite. It should be a subject you can continue to penetrate over and over and over, no pun intended, as a way of staying interested. And it's real easy to keep it at a certain level, and that's what it is for a lot of people. So I'm not saying anything wrong with you, but I'd examine some of these issues, and I would want to ask you other questions. If you're doing it to yourself, self-stimulation, can you? Most men will say yes. Which means to me, well, let me ask you that question. Can you do it yourself, by the way, masturbation?
Oh, well, definitely.
Yeah, you know, so that answers my question. You see, there's a degree of relaxation and trust, a level you're going to when it's just yourself, that I would suggest you may have issues getting there, and in terms of the trust, the intimacy, and the closeness enough to, you know, let it all go. Maybe you just haven't met the right person yet. Maybe it's something like that. So it's not the end of the world, but think about some of those issues, and we can go on at another time. All right, I want to talk to you about what your pet can teach you about the kind of marital partner you are and about marriage in general. You're going to love this one. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, Dr. Dina Dell.
This is the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The bomb squad has been called to a Wells Fargo bank in Los Altos. KGO's Rob Artigo reports it's because two bank robbers left something behind.
The main concern right now is they don't know if the suspects left the item in the bank accidentally or on purpose, and they fear it may be dangerous. So they want to bring the bomb squad in to take a closer look.
The area of Grant and Homestead Road could be blocked off for some time. We've just spoken with Dr. Paul LaRudy of El Cerrito, who was part of the flotilla to Gaza that was raided by Israel. LaRudy says he was beaten several times by Israeli forces and now is in the hospital in Athens. You can hear the entire interview on the KGO Afternoon News starting at 4 p.m. This is KGO.
Ron Owens here, and if you own a home and live in the Bay Area, chances are you've had to deal with termites. And if you haven't yet, you will, and likely soon. It's just a part of living in the Bay Area. In fact, the closer you live to the coast, the more likely it is your home has termites. So, how do you choose the right company? One with experience, honesty, and the capability to deliver results. Well, just do what thousands of KGO listeners have already done. Call Planet Orange for a free home inspection. You have nothing to lose. Planet Orange is California's leading authority on termite elimination, and they're America's largest certified orange oil specialist. Orange oil is guaranteed. The treatment cost is comparable to alternatives, and it's so effective, Planet Orange includes a 2-year unconditional warranty on your entire home. Doing the right thing was never so easy. Call Planet Orange at 800-7-ORANGE. That's 800-7-O-R-A-N-G-E. Or you can visit them on the web at planetorange.com today.
Owning a small business is a stressful endeavor that can lead to some pretty harmful behavior, like chewing your lower lip off. So before you get too carried away, just say this. 8x8, 8x8, 8x8. It'll keep your mouth busy, and best of all, 8x8 can save your business up to 50% on your monthly phone bill. So repeat, 8x8, 8x8, 8x8. Save up to 50% on your monthly phone bill. Now I realize the name 8x8 is not a dead giveaway for a company that provides state-of-the-art telecommunications with business features like auto attendant, conferencing, and call waiting included. But that's what 8x8 is and what 8x8 does for more than 20,000 happy customers. So to get less stress in your diet, visit 8x8.com. That's the number 8, letter X, number 8.com. And I'm sure you would have figured that out, but we're here to make life as simple as possible, starting with our website. 8x8. Savings multiplied.
Cutting coupons, searching for sales, you may be looking for easy ways to stretch your dollars. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give Fremont Bank a call. So far this year, we've helped over 3,500 homeowners refinance their mortgages. Right now, Fremont Bank is offering a fixed-rate mortgage with no closing costs or points at a rate as low as 4.25% APR. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We have honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. We are one of the oldest independent family-owned banks in California. Find out for yourself. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.25% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 6/3/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Make sure your low fares stay low to Burbank, Los Angeles, Ontario, and Orange County with no bag fees from Southwest Airlines. Grab your bag. It's on with over 90 daily nonstops from the Bay Area to Burbank, Los Angeles, Ontario, and Orange County. Book your nonstop flights now at southwest.com. Weight and size limits apply.
Carro's knows you can never have too much of a good thing. So now, all Mile High breakfasts come with all-you-can-eat pancakes. And all Mile High lunches and dinners come with all-you-can-eat fries, soup, or salad. It's sure to satisfy your Mile High appetite. Only at Carro's.
Everybody, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, we got to dig into this. I mean, as a general observation, I can't tell how many times in my life I've seen men who have a reputation as being very tough and abrasive, distant. You put them in front of a dog and they're talking baby talk and goo 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 and holding and rubbing and licking and the whole deal. I've noticed that a lot. Well, let's talk about pets and marriage. I'll just pick up. This is actually one of the full articles in the New York Times today. And go to the discussion parts of it because that's fun too. Do you greet each other with excitement, overlook each other's flaws, and easily forgive bad behavior? That's in your marriage I'm referring to. If it's your pet, the answer is yes. If it's your spouse, no. Right? This article explores relationships with pets and what they can teach us about our relationships with a romantic partner or a spouse. My work with couples is that although couples may vehemently disagree on most topics, they usually both soften in manner and tone to agree that the dog, the cat, the bird, or the horse is great. She argues that we all have much to learn from the way we love our pets. People often describe pets as undemanding and giving unconditional love, when the reality is that pets require a lot of time and attention, special food and care. They throw up on your rugs, pee in the house, steal food from your countertops, and yet we accept their flaws because we love them so much. Greetings. Even on bad days, we greet our pets with happy, animated hello and usually a pat on the head. Do you greet your spouse that way? Holding grudges. Even when our pets annoy us by wrecking the furniture, soiling the floor, we don't stay mad at them. Assuming the best. When our pets make a mistake, we don't take it personally. We're quick to forgive. We give them the benefit of the doubt. Yet when our spouse does something wrong, we often react with anger and blame. The old expression, you get what you give, may apply here. Maybe you give something very positive to your pet that invites the unconditional love and the connection. Maybe it has the potential to enhance your relationship. There's more. I only wish, here's some verbalizations coming from people and clients and commenters. I only wish she was as affectionate with me as our dog, as with our dog. You should hear him speak to this animal. He never speaks to me that way. In a positive way. That dog demands nothing from me. He just gives unconditional love. The cats are a predictable source of comfort and soothing. They want to be near me. What's interesting is that most pets are loved in a way that makes us minimize or even deny the reality that they have demands that we accept. Some will need certain food. We've been this place before. Many wake people in the middle of the night. Most get sick on the rug. Some eat furniture. Vast majority end up on the bed no matter what anyone says. Yeah, that's our problem right now. In one case, when the Dalmatian was found eating the steak that had been marinating on the counter for dinner, the husband's only reaction was, might as well give him the vegetables and potatoes and let him finish off the whole darn meal. The wife says, well, if something else had happened or someone else or one of the kids had done something, then the guy would have gone ballistic. Anyway, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And it says, if you're willing to take a closer look at yourselves, you can learn a lot from your relationship with pets that might enhance your relationship with people. They said there's a lot more. I refer you. Actually, let me give you the name of the full deal here. The full deal will be found. Where was it? Psych Central. It's an article on Psych Central, and I assume that's psychcentral.com. And the full column, can pets improve your relationship? Okay. Let's talk to Jared. How you doing, Jared? Jared, you're on the air. Going once, going twice. Let's move on. Let's talk to Hal. How you doing, Hal? Welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Hal.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yep. I hear you perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have ED. I also find blood in the semen. And I'm using that pump action. It's the only thing that I could use is the pump.
Okay, the pills. You don't like the pills, and your doctor said the pump is the best for you?
Yeah, because it lowers my blood pressure.
Okay, you take other medication for blood pressure or heart disease?
No.
No? It shouldn't lower it. It shouldn't lower it on its own. It's a vasodilator. Listen, these drugs originally were designed for blood pressure and heart disease. So be that as it may, so you got the pump. It's working for you. And there's a lot of other things. There's different kind of drugs. There's injections. There's a little thing you can insert in your tip. There's all kinds of ways of helping this problem. As far as the blood goes, I would ignore it. As long as you're under the care of a doctor. We get that question a lot, and Heather doesn't put every one of them up. But it seems to be such a common question, and it makes me think people don't want to talk to their doctors about it because they're embarrassed, but yet you call a program in front of a million people and talk about it, which is interesting. I have yet to see someone, and yet I'm still suspicious of it when it happens, yet to see someone who's come up with a disease. I can't imagine, though, that a little prostatitis, maybe even prostate cancer, maybe even all kinds of other prostate problems could do it. Because a lot of disease processes will erode blood vessels and cause a little bleeding. Women can get bleeding in their breasts with inflammation, and even cancer can erode blood vessels. And yet, I have to say, I've never had a person call back and say, you know, I went to the doctor and they found this or that. So it seems to be normal. It's like waking up in the morning with a bright red with blood in the white part of your eye. Sometimes from sneezing, bending over to lift something. Sometimes it just happens during the night. A little spike in blood pressure, a little weakness in the artery. Now, given all the pressure that's happening at the moment that you produce that fluid, it's understandable how little blood can wind up there. So not to worry, but I do want you to mention it to your doctor. All right, John in Providence, Rhode Island, welcome.
Hi. You said
yes, sir.
You'd like to know what why we can't tickle ourselves. I may know the reason.
Okay. Your phone is not sounding clear, but go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm in a bad location on this payphone here.
Okay.
When you posed that, something flashed in my mind. I get these inspirations once in a while. You know, you of course know what kinesthetic sense is,
right.
Where we can sense certain parts of our body, close your eyes, touch your nose without missing it.
Yep.
Well, that plus... it may be a little bit, too, of what Larry Dorsey... are you familiar with Larry Dorsey's book on reinventing medicine?
Yeah, a little bit of it. I haven't read the whole thing, and I'm not a believer in a lot of it, but go ahead.
Well, he talks about three areas. The physical, the local, the non-local. Local, of course, is like mind over matter, that kind of thing, within our own body, but not physical. That sense of ourselves, I believe that's why we can't tickle ourselves.
Well, that's interesting. I'm not sure I can completely understand the links in your statement, but it could. I mean, it is a funny conundrum. And as I mentioned on the air, the comment that you heard, because I had a very smart researcher friend of mine who was always flummoxed by this. And he used to do little experiments, and he's the one who found that if you take a pencil, you can tickle someone with a pencil. But if you ask that person to put their finger or hand on that pencil while they're being tickled, the tickling stops. So there's something about the element of surprise. And from an evolutionary point of view, his and other scientists believe that little girls giggle a lot, and that it's a self-protective mechanism against abuse, and that if anybody touches them in inappropriate places or any places, they giggle and they fold their arms down and crunch up their body as if to protect themselves. Otherwise, what is it? And by the way, you can tickle animals. You can tickle, primates will tickle. I've seen that a lot. There are a bunch of animals. So it's just one of those interesting things. I got to think about what your thought is about self and non-self and all that. But we're open to theories. We're open to theories. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dinadel here.
It's Macy's Father's Day sale. Find great gifts for dad with 25 to 50% savings store-wide. Like Van Heusen dress shirts, now $19.99. 50% off shorts, wovens, and polos. Levi's jeans, just $32.99. And 50% off luggage from Samsonite, Delsey, and Travel Pro. Plus, get an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your WOW savings pass or Macy's card. Macy's Father's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
During Expedia's summer sale you asked for, you'll save up to 40% on hotels and the destinations you've been asking for.
Like Vegas?
Yes, like Las Vegas. So book by June 29th.
And L.A.?
L.A. too. Okay. Book by June 29th and save up to 40% on hotels.
So big cities then.
A wide variety of cities, even here. Are you done? Again, that's 40% off of hotels.
What about Pocatello?
Who are you? Where you book matters. Expedia. Savings based on Expedia's everyday rates. Available at participating hotels in select markets. Minimum stay required and subject to availability. Book by June 29th and travel by July 31st. Terms and restrictions apply. See site for full details.
Meg Whitman on illegal immigration.
Don't be fooled by misleading ads. My position on immigration is crystal clear. Illegal immigrants are just that. Illegal. I am 100% against amnesty for illegal immigrants. Period. As governor, I will crack down on so-called sanctuary cities like San Francisco, who thumb their nose at our laws. Illegal immigrants should not expect benefits from the state of California. No driver's license, and no admission to state-funded institutions of higher education. And I'll create an economic fence to crack down on employers who break the law by using illegal labor.
This is former Governor Pete Wilson. I know how important it is to stop illegal immigration, and I know Meg Whitman. Meg will be tough as nails on illegal immigration. She'll fight to secure our border and go after sanctuary cities. Please join me in supporting Meg Whitman for governor.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010. Meg2010.com.
Plane's fueled. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate? A plane ready for takeoff.
Guys, we got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need all eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Nothing at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus, now get push-to-talk in the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Tom. How you doing, Tom? Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm calling about my stepdaughter, who's about 4 months pregnant, and she found out yesterday that the doctor told her she has a 1 in 170 chance of the baby being born with Down syndrome.
Is that based on any test, or is that based on her age? How old is she, by the way?
She's only 27. Based on a test that she asked the doctor to do because she's kind of worries about everything. It came back just yesterday with those results. They're going to do more tests. So I'm not, not sure if that's a really good chance that the baby will be born that way or.
Well, here's the deal. When you get to be 35 is when we start normally doing these tests. At that point, and this information I'm about to give you is based on some older numbers, but you get to a point where at 35 years of age, a woman has a 1 in 250 chance of having a Down syndrome baby. But there's also a 1 in 250 chance of harming the baby with one of those tests where a needle is stuck into the uterus to sample to sample cells to look for it. So at that point at 35, we figure there's a crossover because as a woman gets older, then it gets from 1 in 250 to 1 in 100 to 1 in 50. And so definitely it becomes worth taking that 1 in 250 chance of harm. That's changed. The tests have gotten more slick. You don't go on one test. She's going to need to follow up. I think I know what's going on, but rather than stick my neck out, there's no one test that gives you this answer. You kind of lead up to it. And a lot of doctors would say, even if a person's worried, it's not worth doing in someone that age. So let's get the final information, and then you're going to face an interesting one, because I'll just tell you right off is that there are a lot of people in this country that feel, and reasonably so, and feel very strongly that a Down syndrome baby is not a reason to consider terminating a pregnancy, and other people feel that it is. I can't settle that. I've known Down syndrome people. And we all have, and they are pleasant and sweet, and they are, good kids, and yes, they have medical problems, and yes, yes, yes. So I'm not wise enough to decide for anybody else in a situation like this. So it's a kind of a thing when the tests come back, you're going to have some preliminary, or maybe you're not going to want to have that conversation with your stepdaughter. So I'll leave it up to, leave it up to the family. But no, it's not a slam dunk and not automatic. And listen, those are pretty long odds, aren't they? And yet the doctors will be able to tell you yes or no, and that's what you want, you see. So you're not going to be stuck with just those numbers. They'll do follow-up tests, and they'll tell you, yes, you're going to have a baby if you have the baby with Down syndrome. And every time we bring this up, we have parents who call of Down syndrome kids who've raised them up and, you know, have had a very delightful, positive experience. Very sweet, kind, and gentle people. And certainly the world needs more of that, doesn't it? Let's talk to John in Eureka. How you doing, John?
Doing good. Yeah, Dr. Dean, I got a question. It's my understanding that, like, when you eat something, you digest it, it takes typically, you know, 10 to 20 hours for it to run its course through your system. And there's been on occasion, I'm sure it's happened to everybody, where you've gone out to a Chinese food of a dubious quality, and 2 hours later, you're on the toilet voiding yourself. What's going on there? How is it making its way through you?
That's a good question. I don't know if there's a formal answer to it. A lot of the things about Chinese food are mythological. You know, this Chinese restaurant syndrome that was very popular when I first began this program. Turns out there's no such thing. And there are a couple of other things that could explain it. Maybe with Chinese food, because Chinese food, traditionally, they don't use knives, you see. So the food comes to the table already in bite-sized pieces. And maybe you pack it in really fast, and you stimulate something called the gastrocolic reflex, which kids, infants have. Anything hits the stomach, it stimulates the colon to empty out because here comes another load. So you're packing food in at the one end of your digestive system, and you want to clean it out at the other. Maybe that's why that reflex exists, and maybe that's what it is. Or if the food is really oversalted and high in certain salts, I've heard some people theorize that that just pulls a lot of water into your intestines, and that creates the effect, because what you describe is kind of what happens when you drink stuff to prepare yourself for a colonoscopy. And that kicks in a couple hours, and you're absolutely right. It takes at least a day, maybe sometimes less, 20 hours, 18 hours for food to go from your mouth to the other end. And this one we've proved over and over again with little plastic pellets. So it's pretty straightforward. So people will tell you, oh, I ate, and then 5 minutes later, you know, they claim that they're passing it. Forget it. Not possible. But with a certain osmotic imbalance, it may be conceivable. I would just suggest it's not uniform, and maybe something else is going on. I've just had trouble getting to the bottom of this and confirming that something that happens to most people. But it could have something to do with the other stuff. All right. And maybe, I don't know. I mean, once again, you know, people used to claim that Chinese restaurant syndrome was due to a certain fungus in the food, you know, put there for flavors. Others thought it was the MSG, and the list goes on. So I'm not exactly clear, but possibly one of those things. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Remodeling contractors are not alike. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Contractors have a terrible reputation for taking the customer's money and running as fast as they can. System Pavers has spent nearly two decades providing quality and service to reverse that ugly trend. Just ask our 35,000 satisfied customers why they depend on System Pavers for their outdoor home makeovers. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee and a 25-year comprehensive warranty. That's unheard of in the remodeling industry. Another indication is the volume of repeat business from customers that ask us to add additional products to their existing installations, interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, outdoor lighting, and custom built-in barbecues. Click systempavers.com or call us 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002.
I had just opened a new Citibank checking account so I could get 5% cash back on debit purchases, which was great because I bought a new mountain bike I had my eye on. I could climb rocky slopes with ease and navigate downhill trails with it. But the only thing I couldn't do was fit it in my hatchback. A small car is good on gas, but horrible for carrying bikes. So I used the 5% I got back for a bike rack. But the instructions were more confusing than I thought. I mean, 17 pages long? Really? I thought I had it figured out and was pulling away with the bike on top of the car when I noticed it in the rearview mirror on the street.
Open a qualifying personal or business Citibank checking account and get 5% cash back on eligible signature debit purchases through November 30th. Because 5% cash back is 100% perfect for your wallet. Learn more about earning 5% cash back by visiting your local branch or citi.com/debit cashback.
Citibank N.A., member FDIC, subject to terms, conditions, and restrictions, including minimum monthly purchase requirements, new customers only.
One sale fits all, now through Saturday at the JCPenney Appreciation Sale. Because everything in the store is an extra 15% off. Wall to wall, floor to floor, the whole store. No exclusions. And the doors are opening early at 8 a.m. Saturday. Save on everything for her, for him, for kids. All shoes, home, and jewelry. One for all, and all for an extra 15% off. Find more at jcp.com. New look, new day, who knew? JCPenney. Sephora stores inside JCPenney not participating. Offers end June 5th.
Highly skilled cardiologists make Sequoia Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute the predominant referral center for AFib treatment. The first hospital to perform 1,000 AFib ablations, Sequoia has the best cure rate and the highest volume AFib ablation center in Northern California. We're easy to reach on the San Francisco Peninsula, so please learn more at sequoiahearts.com. That's sequoiahearts.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Tom. How are you doing, Tom? Welcome.
Doing very well, Dr. Udell, and enjoying your program. Yeah, earlier in the hour, you talked about the suicides at the Apple campus or facility in China, and then, of course, about the little girls protecting themselves from the tickle syndrome there. I think those people, that I saw their photos on the news. They were very attractive young people. Most must have been, being sexually harassed and abused. You know, a lot of Americans think of all of Asia as a sexual supermarket, and you know, hundreds of businessmen die from heart attacks every year, overdosing on Viagra and pretty young women. I'm sure it's common not just at the Apple campus, but all throughout China. You know, you mentioned the massive amounts of prostitution, which involves huge sexual abuse by the pimps as well as the patrons, if you call them that.
Yes. Well, you know something? I'm not going to discount your theory because this book I mentioned, which would be really worthwhile for anybody interested in the subject of seeing, you know, a more complete picture of China, called Oracle Bones by Peter Hessler. And he spends a lot of time following some young people whom he got to know intimately because he was an English teacher in China. And these were students of his who wanted to move from the country to Shenzhen, where the Apple factory is, where this company is, Foxconn. I mean, they employ 800,000 people. He documented some cases because he knew these young women very well, where the bosses, often local Taiwanese, who, you know, Chinese have a different attitude. A number of men in China, especially middle and upper income men who have, quote, concubines, to use the old Chinese word, it's huge. Prostitution is rampant. And while China tries to clamp down on access to anything, you know, that shows a little flesh on the internet, they tolerate an incredible amount of prostitution all over China. So that's very, very likely. These are young, innocent girls from the country. They often have never confronted this kind of thing before, and these bosses have major control over them. We'll get to the bottom of it. All right, join us for our next program. Till then.
Hi, I'm Jess Brown, Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Director of Energy Solutions and Service. What you hear in the background is the PG&E Grid Control Center, where we monitor and control PG&E's power system. The reason I'm here is to announce a new pricing plan called Peak Day Pricing for companies with energy demands of 200 kilowatts or more. This plan could have a significant effect on your corporate energy costs. So it's very important to know how the program works, how to manage your energy use during both peak and non-peak times, and other pricing options that may be available to large commercial and industrial businesses. To find out what you need to know, call 1-800-987-4923 or visit pge.com/PDP. Because peak day pricing is here, and PG&E wants to be your partner in finding the right energy solutions for your business.
The following is paid for by Yes on 14, Californians for an Open Primary, with major funding from Governor Schwarzenegger's California Dream Team, a ballot measure committee, and California Business PAC, sponsored by the California Chamber of Commerce CalBuzz PAC.
Things aren't going too well in California these days. Unemployment is over 12%. The state budget has a $20 billion deficit, and it seems nothing is accomplished by the legislature except constant bickering and partisan finger-pointing. Proposition 14 is on the June ballot to reform the way we elect our representatives. If we want to change Sacramento, we need to change the kind of people we send there to represent us. Prop 14 will increase voter participation and open up the process to all voters in order for us to vote for the best person regardless of party. The Fresno Bee put it best, saying the open primary would lessen the influence of the major parties, which are now under the control of the special interests. Guess who's against Proposition 14? The legislature and special interests who like things just the way they are. Send them a message by voting yes on Proposition 14.
It's Gil Gross.